Welcome to the Bank First Ranger Hour. Super Talk Mississippi 93.7 Spotlight on Northwest Community College. And you can listen to our live stream at supertalknorthms.com. Just click on the link for the Bank First Ranger Hour. Now, here's your host, Gary Darby.
In the studio, and we are ready for Thursday, April 18. Another Bank First Ranger Hour, as we will take you up until 10 o'clock. It is all about Northwest Community College. We will have a couple of cast members from the upcoming Dogman the Musical, which is coming to the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday. And we will meet a couple of the cast members and talk about their characters and traveling around and doing this Dogman the Musical. That will come up first, and then Director of Bands Tim Garrett will be on the program after that. There's a concert coming up on the 25th, and so we will have that as 1 week from today. That concert will be going on. So a little musical Bank First Ranger Hour. We'll talk Dogman the Musical first, band concerts next. Got some sports updates to get to you as well. So we have the spring band concert to talk about with Tim Garrett on the program at 9:30. We will do that. But next, it's a chance to learn about Dogman the Musical. We've got a couple of the cast members that are going to be on with us, and we shall talk with them next. Moms and dads, listen up. You're going to want to take your kids to see this. If you've had them reading those books or know anything about it, we'll get a little future peek into what we will see on Saturday in Senatobia. Hold on.
This hour is everything Northwest. Your connection to Northwest Mississippi Community College and powered by Bank First. Thanks for joining us on the Bank First Ranger Hour. Join the conversation now by texting 662-426-1093.
Coming up second half of the program, we will talk with Director of Bands at Northwest Community College, Tim Garrett. They've got the spring concert coming up a week from today, but we need to get that information out to you now, and we will have other things going on at the back end of the program. Northwest baseball played yesterday, as did softball. There's been some schedule changes. We'll get into some sporting events by the end of this Northwest Ranger Hour. We thank Bank First for always being a part of everything that we do. And now we're going to learn about Dogman the Musical as Mitri Lyons and Jake is with us as well. And Jake, let me get this right. Wernicke, am I right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's the one thing that I always hate is not being able to pronounce things. And so we get that going. And so, first of all, guys, thanks for being with us. We appreciate some time this morning.
Thank you for having us. We're so happy to be here.
We're so excited. Thank you.
So I sent Ro, your stage manager, a photo of my oldest son because I wanted to, when talking to you two, sound like I knew what I was talking about. And I said, look, I know you read all these Dogman books. Give me some help. I need to know about George. I need to know about Petey before I talk to the two guests today. And what does he do? He brings in the whole library, guys. There's like 12 books. And he just brings them and he sits them down and he says, here you go. I was like, no, this is not it. I wanted the Cliff Note versions. Of course, he looked at me like I was talking gibberish to him there. But he helped me out with George, and he helped me out with Petey, and so maybe I won't sound so dumb when we do this interview. But this is moms and dads out there, going to be a great event for you to take your kids and to see the performance. Let's meet you two first, if you don't mind. Mitri, you're going to be playing George. You're a Mississippi native, is this correct?
Yes, I am. I grew up in Bay St. Louis, like right outside on the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
So I'm so excited to be coming to Mississippi to perform.
And Jake, tell us a little bit about you and just a little background, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm from Maryland originally, around the Annapolis area, and then went to school in New York, and I've been there ever since. I've been with Dogman for almost a year now.
Mitri, how long have you been involved with Dogman?
So I actually just got casted like maybe a month ago. I've been living in New York for the past 3 years after I graduated from Mississippi State, but I'm like new to the cast, which is crazy that it, you know, it's all happening so fast. And we're performing in Mississippi. It's so cool.
Well, let's be honest, guys, because the things that you are doing are things that you thought about growing up, things that you wanted to do with your career in one way or another, but now all of a sudden you are in this production and traveling, and whoever wants to take the question can do so. But how much fun is this, and then where do you hope this takes you maybe in your future careers?
I mean, just speaking for myself, like, it's so fun to be able to travel the country. Like, on our last tour, we went fully on the West Coast, like, driving up and down through, like, California and then up into Canada. So it's like, we really get to see a lot of the country, make connections at all these theaters, and that's, like, huge for a career in the arts where it's all about knowing people, you know. And for me, it's, like, nice to be able to perform in so many different kinds of stages, because just knowing the technical aspects of that is really important as well.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, the camaraderie, because I know it gets there. You guys are all traveling together. There's different artists, cast members. There's behind the scenes. I know Theater Works USA is what we're talking about and doing these kinds of things. But you guys become a big team and a big family, do you not? Now, and we squabble. We're going to have our fights. I get that. We're going to not like each other occasionally, too, because it becomes a big family.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's so cool because although we're, like, all pretty much New York City-based, everyone, I think, is from, like, a different place. And so we get to, like, bring all of our perspectives, like, on tour and, like, you know, just the different backgrounds that we have. And then we're all under this, like, common umbrella of, like, you know, being theater artists who have studied this, you know, for a majority of our lives. We went to college for this. And now we're performing and, like, traveling together. You just get to, like, know everyone so well. And that makes, like, the chemistry on stage even more fun because, you know, we're all trained to, like, learn this material and be able to perform on stage. But, you know, building that chemistry from those memories of, like, you know, what happened when you went to a restaurant? Or, you know, like, traveling on the road, like, was there a problem or if something fell backstage? Like, that's where all of the, like, the moments where you really have to rely on each other. And we just make, like, such special memories and everyone, like, gets along so well. And it's a dream.
Before I talk about playing the evil cat Petey with Jake here in just a little bit. George, if you don't mind, for those that may not know Dogman the Musical and a little bit about Dogman, the performance, and then you can kind of go into you playing George, if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah, awesome. So the Dogman books are actually like comics that are written by two characters, George and Harold. I play one of the two. And he's like a fifth grade kid who's the writer of the story. And Harold is the artist of the story. And they're just like two fifth grade besties who were kind of like in class. You know, a lot of like children can relate to like, you know, sitting in a desk all the time and they're like just bored. And they're like, I just want a change of scenery. And so they make these awesome comics. And so George and Harold are like sitting in class learning about musical theater. And they were like, oh my gosh, this is the most boring material I've ever heard. We're going to, like, remake the lyrics. And they get, like, kicked out of the class for being so silly. And they were like, okay, fine. If we can't be in class making a musical, we'll make our own. And that's how Dogman comes along. And they just make this wonderful, hilarious story with, like, so much, like, you know, humor and spontaneity and friendship. And, I mean, it's pretty cool because, like, I'm playing George and I'm acting on stage for sure, but I'm also, like, this is the fifth grader that I absolutely was. Too smart to be, like, in a class that was taking so long to get through so much material, either talking too much, doodling, or writing, or, like, you know, not like a bad kid, but I was just, like, bored and understimulated. And so to be able to, like, you know, have this, like, release is so cool, and I know so many children can relate to it.
You have just described my 9-year-old.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
The one that brought me the... Like, the 12 books, right? That's exactly,
right.
this fits for him. It is just 100% my guy.
That's why he's like, I can't tell you what these stories about. You have to read them because you don't understand unless you go to the source.
That's right. And he's like, Dad, it's the same guy that does Captain Underpants and Cat Kid Comic Club. And here's this book. And he brought those out too. And I'm like, All right, just stop, man. You're throwing too much at me at once here. I appreciate that. But this is, you make a very good point. I can relate to that, and I'm sure we have other parents that are out there relating to it as well. What is it like for you to play George?
It's so fun to play George, just to, like, you know, explore this on stage and be like the representation for the kids who are like, oh my gosh, I have so much going on, and I want to be a writer or I want to be a performer. This is obviously like a dream that I've had since I was a kid. So to be able to like live this through, like it's, you know, it's like, it's a double like whammy, because number one, I'm like living through like Mitri performing on stage in different venues every night and traveling across the country. But also I'm playing it as a kid who kind of wants to do that. Like, they're, you know, he's writing a musical. And so it's like, you know, I'm adult me and fifth grade me doing all of this at the same time. And it's so fascinating and complex. And I mean, like, more than anything, the books are so fun. And, you know, they're digestible for, like, for kids. But the adults that read them and the adults that watch our shows are equally, if not more, entertained at just how insane it is.
Jake, your perspective of playing Evil Cat, but he turns okay, because I know we have a son somewhere along the way. I did get some info out of the dude. But for you playing Petey, let's do some of those same type questions and answers that we just heard our man Mitri go through there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Petey is a whole big meal of a character. Like, he, for the longest time, you know, I thought he was just jokes, you know, because for the little kids who come see our show, he is the representation of all adults that are quieting them, telling them not to do stuff, because he makes a clone of himself. He tries to make an evil clone of himself, and it ends up just being a kid who has no concept of good or evil. He's just a kid. And so he then suddenly has to deal with this kid, has no tools for parenting, has never, ever, you know, been in that position at all. And so for him, I see him as, like, the way in for most adults to the show, because he's reacting to all this crazy madness that happens in the same way that I think a lot of parents who maybe haven't read the books are experiencing it for the first time as well.
I think what I've watched, you know, my son go through is, and then he has talked with us about it, and obviously I know more than I'm letting on, but he discussed the teamwork that it shows, the imagination that not only the books have, but what it has given him throughout time has really, you know, at first, you know, I'm a dad that I see, all right, what is this book called, Dog Man? But, you know, okay, so we look at it and we go through, and it really is some very good teaching lessons for the young ones.
For sure, for sure. And I mean, like, it's teaching stuff for me, because, like, Edie is a very dedicated person, and, you know, for the longest time for me, like, that is what it is. Like, I went to school for theater. I went to, you know, trying to do all the best things and, you know, very work focused. And then something comes along and he really finds love in this little version of himself and everything changes. And I think it's like, you know, it's really, really feeling to get to play that character who really goes through one of the biggest arcs of any character in the show. Because Dog Man, I mean, he's awesome, but he's just a dude who gets turned into, you know, a fusion of a dog and a cop. But Petey really is an evil guy who, through all of these various circumstances, becomes someone who really cares about people. And that is so important to me. And I feel like there are, you know, it shows kids that people aren't all bad or all good. It can, you know, things can change.
Parents, very affordable to get the tickets to see this event. It's Saturday at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts. They're on the Northwest Campus in Senatobia at 3 o'clock. Dog Man, the musical. So you guys are traveling all over the place. Where are you now? And obviously you got to be making your way towards North Mississippi at some point, but how busy is this tour? I mean, we've got stops all over the place.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. We were in Pittsburgh last weekend for our opening weekend. We just left University Park, Illinois, which is like outside of Chicago. And then we're just kind of making our way down now. So we're resting today. Everyone's like, you know, resting their bodies and their voices. And we will be in Mississippi on Saturday, which we all cannot wait. Like, none of them are from Mississippi, and I've just been telling them all about, like, just the beauty that it has and the food and the amount of fun that we're going to have. It's so cool.
Jake, we have the food. He is right about that. We'll give you some food somewhere along the way. Look, I really appreciate your time this morning. If you don't mind, last bits of information you want to pass along before I move into the second part of the show and we get with Tim Garrett, director of bands, about the upcoming spring concert. What else should we tell the listening audience here in North Mississippi about Dog Man the Musical?
I would say that it is action-packed. It's so fun. And although it's like written, you know, for the lens of a child, like, the adults will have so much fun with these stories as well. And we cannot wait to see you guys.
Guys, thanks for a little time this morning. And, you know, you guys, you said something there that people may not kind of think about. You do need to rest, you know, even though you were talking here, but you got to let those vocal cords chill out for just a little bit and then get back and on stage and do the work that you do. So rest up, and we can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you so much. See you real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right, Mitri and Jake on with us as they are part of Dog Man the Musical. Go to heindelcenter.org. You can find out, you can see the picture of Dog Man there. George and Harold creating comics. They're in the fifth grade. They've made a musical. You can look about all of the characters and just an opportunity to chat there with a couple of the artists, the cast members that will be in Senatobia. 3 o'clock Saturday at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts. Next up, we go back to Senatobia for, as I mentioned, Tim Garrett, director of bands. This is kind of some of what you will hear if you attend Saturday's event. We'll go to break with a little bit of the Dog Man stuff. Hope you enjoy it. Saturday should be a great performance.
Go, Dog Man is go. Gotta run and fight and do what's right. His bark is mighty like his bite. Go, Dog Man is go. We don't know exactly what that means, but when evil schemes make people scream, oh no.
Thanks for listening to the Bank First Ranger Hour, your connection to Northwest Mississippi Community College on Super Talk Mississippi 93.7 and streaming live at supertalknorthms.com. Just click on the link for the Bank First Ranger Hour.
Thanks again, Mitri and Jake, part of Theater Works USA, that will be in will be in Senatobia on Saturday at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts, Dog Man the Musical. Now we shall continue with our Northwest discussion. Director of bands Tim Garrett's on the phone with us now. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
We're hanging in. We talked about a book series that's become a musical. These two kids have taken a dog head, put it on a police body. You know, those kinds of things. That's what's happening in my world this morning. You know,
sounds like fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. It has really been a month of April with the fine arts department. We've started at one end of it, and now we continue and go through. And I've talked with each and every person that's been on here. You know, we've already had, whether it's, you know, jazz, and then we've had theater, and we have had art shows and whatever. A rather busy April for people in your business, has it not?
It is very busy. As we conclude up the semester, everyone kind of does their end-of-the-year showcase or whatnot. And, you know, we spend lots of time prepping for those things, and you see everyone else in the building doing the same thing. So, you know,
that's good.
It is definitely that time of the year.
So we are 1 week from today, right, when we get our spring band concert going. Where do we wish to start with what we're going to do next Thursday?
Well, you know, we've got a couple different groups that play. We'll have some smaller ensembles that will be featured before out in the lobby of the Heindel Center, and then the the two different ensembles that we have, the symphonic band and the wind ensemble, will start at 7 o'clock and kind of go through what we have prepared for everybody. And you know, there are two different groups and they're on different ability levels, and so you'll hear some things that are familiar to you and some things that, you know, may not be familiar.
And they've been working on this since what? Mid-February?
Yeah, something like that.
Early March, something. A lot of time put in. How much time do your students put in to get ready for things like this?
It varies. You know, just class time. We don't do any extra time outside of class. We don't do any of that kind of stuff. Just when we meet for classes.
We have two bands performing in the concert. It's free, correct? This is free, open to the public?
Yes, it is.
And this will be at the Heindel Center as well?
It will be at 7 o'clock.
And so we have all of this going on with the students everywhere. What kind of music? You said there will be some we may know, some we may not, but can you tease us a little bit of the music that will be performed?
Yeah, so the wind ensemble will do one that is pretty familiar from the Star Wars saga. It'll sound just like the movie, the Imperial March, which is Darth Vader's theme. We kind of open our portion of the concert with that, and most people identify that one fairly quickly, whether you've heard it on television or, you know, even out in the football stadium for the defense sometimes. But this is the more mature, extended version that you would hear like in the actual movie. Like, it's very very intricate and very difficult. Music's graded from like a 0.5 up to a 6, and this is probably a grade 5.5, so very difficult for your college musicians to pull off.
Is that what you're kind of trying to do here as well? Challenge your musicians, your students with the pieces that they play?
Absolutely. That was actually one of the questions in the interview. You know, what grade level music should we be performing here? And, you know, I think we should be able to go up to a 5, even though, you know, we've got one that's a 6, that's a grade 6 this concert. But you want to challenge them with some things that are relevant and that will expand their ability levels and show off a little of what they're able to do.
See, and as many times as I've been around and actually performed in these events, I've never heard that, right? I've never heard, you know, there's a certain level, right, on a grading scale. I mean, I knew that there's some pieces, obviously, that are harder than others. I got that. But the fact of this is where we are and as challenging as we want to get, I think that's, it may not be interesting for anyone else out there, Tim, but that was an interesting comment and a thing for me to listen to.
Sure. You know, and that's, and you don't do everything on that level. You know, you have a mixed bag, of ability levels that sit in the group. And so for some it's very easy, and for others it's very difficult. So trying to find that balance of something that's going to challenge them, but also something they'll enjoy so that they'll actually, you know, put a little effort forth instead of, you know, you trying to pull teeth and make it happen. So you want to do things that they'll enjoy as they perform.
About how many will we have in these two bands? How many students are performing?
Oh, I would say, you know, each group is probably in the 60s. I don't have an exact number right off the top of my head, but, you know, in the 60s is probably I think the wind ensemble is probably 62 or 3, and the symphonic band's probably closer to 80.
So if we were to walk in next Thursday, we go into the Heindel Center. Take us through, you said we will see some early, right there as we walk in, we'll have big performance. Kind of take us through the night, and as we walk through the doors, what's going to happen?
Sure. There'll be some, like I said, some smaller ensembles. There are some woodwind groups will be featured in the lobby to kind of set the mood and welcome people in. They'll just perform what they've been working on in their smaller group classes. And then at 7, we'll get started with the symphonic band. And then my guess is about 7:25 or so, the wind ensemble will take the stage. And we'll go through both concerts. We actually feature one of our faculty members in the concert with the wind ensemble. Dr. John Hagen is our little brass professor. And so he's going to play a piece that features him on trombone. And we're actually working on that one today, so I hope it goes well today.
And is this kind of like the last performance for some of your students, right? I mean, these are before they go on to 4-year schools, or I don't know, some may hang up, as the old mouthpiece afterwards. But nonetheless, one of the last performances there in Senatobia.
It is, and we've got a lot that are moving on. We have a pretty big sophomore class, and there are actually a lot that are moving on to be in the band at Ole Miss next year. I don't know, maybe 15 or so are going over to Ole Miss to be in the band.
Wow.
And yeah, it's for us, that's a big number. Last year it was one.
So, really?
Yep, it just won last year. So this year there's a much larger number, and some people will, move on and choose not to do. Sometimes that 4-year scholarship is not worth the amount of money, versus the amount of time they have to put in. Amount of time they've got to put in, because there are a lot more demands at a 4-year university for athletics and other things. So a lot of students want to have a job, and it just depends.
Sure.
Some people love it so much they don't want to give it up because it's a fun activity for them, and it's very social, and they enjoy performing.
With that, once you get past this on Thursday, it's time to get ready for football season, isn't it?
It will be.
In your brain, right? You've got to start now thinking about what am I going to do with the marching band and what is our first performance going to be when we get to the fall?
Oh, my brain has been there for about a month. So, just trying to get everything going. You send everything off to do repairs and everything ready so when students walk in, in August, we're ready to go with no hang-ups.
Look, Tim, I appreciate some time this morning. Last thing, last information before I let you go on this Thursday.
7 o'clock in the Heindel Center. Everything's free. We would love to have everybody come out, whether you're an enjoyer of music or an educator or a potential student. We would love to see anyone come and stop by and then visit with us when the concert's over.
I know as many times as we've talked, we've never actually laid eyes on one another. One of these days, we'll see face-to-face, Tim, I promise.
I promise as well.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Gary.
Director of Bands at Northwest Community College, Tim Garrett. Next week, Thursday, 7 o'clock at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts. The concert is free. Come on in. Community, North Mississippi, Northwest people, and watch the two bands. Tim Garrett, director of bands. As he mentioned, John Hagen will be performing as well. They're going to work on some things, he said, today. So as they have put in the hard work for these concerts, some of the students, their last opportunity for the public to get to listen to them as a Northwest Ranger. Good to hear that some will be going on and participating at 4-year schools throughout. Lots of music. Some, he said, you'll know. Some you won't. So take it all in at the Heindel Center for the Performing Arts. That is next Thursday night at 7. Safari Wine and Spirits, they can take care of you. If you're looking for your favorite brand or the hard-to-find brands as well, if wine is your thing, Safari's got you covered there. Over 100 different wines in stock, new stuff arriving frequently. You can browse the selection, enjoy the purchase. They'll try and find what you need. Safari Wine and Spirits, South 11th, next to the Flamingo, behind the old Abner's building off the square in Oxford. My friends, we're almost done on this Thursday, April 18th. Back with a little athletic discussion next.
We're talking Rangers this hour. Thanks for joining us for the Bank First Ranger Hour. It's a special conversation about Northwest Community College. There's a campus near you, and you can join the conversation by texting to 662-426-1093.
All right, big thanks to Mitri and to Jake for being on our program and talking with us about Dogman the Musical. Heindel Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday at 3. If you can get your schedule together, Dogman the Musical coming to Senatobia. And then we had Tim Garrett on, Director of Bands. We thank him. Spring concert 1 week from tonight, 7 o'clock, also at the Heindel Center. Free performance there. Spring concert. A lot of little pockets of music that will go on for you all night long there. So we encourage you to take part in that. Northwest in the field of play, well, 15th-ranked baseball team split a pair of games against East Mississippi yesterday in Senatobia, 6-5 in the second game. They lost 9-6 in the opener. So now 33-13, it's the most wins in a single season in 5 years, 2019, and 17-5 in the MACCC, which is third in the state of Mississippi. And they have had a little schedule change because of the predicted weather in Saturday. Mother Nature is going to force a double dip of baseball a day earlier. Northwest and Mississippi Gulf Coast and Sophomore Day in Senatobia will actually be tomorrow from 2 until 5. Sophomore Day ceremony is scheduled to take place between Game 1 and Game 2. Both will be carried on Ranger TV. And then following the double dip, Northwest concludes the regular season on the road at Itawamba and at number 2, Pearl River. So we'll have a little time to talk about the Pearl River showdown on next week's show. But a little schedule change for you as baseball and softball coming down to the end of their regular seasons. 33 wins, 17 in the state of Mississippi, which has them third so far. Sophomore Day is tomorrow now, 2 and 5 o'clock against Mississippi Gulf Coast. Softball will also be playing tomorrow in Perkinston against Gulf Coast. The Ranger softball team won two games at East Mississippi yesterday, 7-2 and 6-3. That evened up their record inside the conference at 11-11 and 24-14 overall. And they'll finish up with the same teams that baseball will, but obviously kind of flip it around. Friday, they will be in Perk to take on Mississippi Gulf Coast. Next week on Wednesday, Itawamba is in Senatobia. And then Saturday on the 27th to finish up number 5 Pearl River in Senatobia for that. And then you get into postseason play and things of that nature that we'll keep up with. Next week on the program, then we're going to dig into this a little bit more with rodeo coach Will Loomis and others. And that's the Ranger Rodeo at the Multipurpose Arena at the Northwest Farm in Senatobia, which will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week. So we have the Ranger Rodeo going on next week, and we'll talk about that out on Highway 4 and the three-day affair with the regular season finale of the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association's Ozark Region. We'll chat about that, what you will see, what you can take part in, and more in the latest Ozark Region standings. The men's team currently in third, and the women's team doing their work as well. We'll talk some individual performers. We'll talk team. We'll talk everything next week with the Ranger Rodeo happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Multipurpose Arena out there on Highway 4 West, and we'll do that on next week's show. You know the rundown. We've gone through that already. Enjoy your Thursday. And at 9:06 in the morning, we'll try and do this all over again. Thanks for listening. So long.